A doctor from Port Royal finally arrived, but said there was nothing he could do. While Booth lay dying, Conger and Corbett climbed onto their horses and rode quickly back to Belle Plaine Landing. Conger wanted to rush back to Washington with the news on Booth and Harold, along with the weapons and personal effects found on the two men. It would also give him a head start putting together his story to claim the reward. The others would follow later with Booth, Harold, Jet, and the two Garrett brothers. At Belle Plaine, Conger left Corbett at the wharf to wait for them and boarded the steamer Keyport, which took him to the capital. Luther Baker and the cavalrymen watched Booth die shortly after 7 a.m. on April 26th. They wrapped his body in a coarse army blanket with U.S. stamped on it. One of the Garrett girls stitched it up with thread and needle, and the cavalrymen loaded the corpse onto a wagon for the ride back to Belle Plaine and the steamer John S. Ide. Luther sat nervously in the wagon's front seat during the trip. Blood oozed out of the blanketed form lying in the back. He was riding through what was still considered Confederate country. He could only imagine what might happen to them if hostile residents discovered they were carrying the now-martyred assassin of the president they so hated. Conger walked into Lafayette Baker's office about 5 p.m. and told him Booth had been killed and Harold had been captured. He then laid on a table Booth's diary, along with the weapons and other items found on the two men. Baker was ecstatic. He glanced through the diary quickly. It appeared to him to be a travelogue of Booth's time on the run, and then dashed off a short message to the War Department telegraph office that he would be at the dock at Alexandria to take custody of Harold and Booth's body when the John S. Ide docked. With Conger in tow, he climbed into a carriage and rode quickly to Stanton's house. "We have got Booth," Baker said excitedly, and spread out the diary and other items taken on a center table in the war secretary's parlor. Stanton put his hands on his eyes and lay on his couch for a moment without saying a word, overcome with emotion. Conger then briefly recounted the mission. He left the diary and Booth's personal effects with Stanton.